a little bit of problems. So therefore, on Friday, the best thing is, if possible, to daven mincha earlier, kedei finish before shkia, that before shkia should be able to say, I'm being mekabel upon myself, tois for Shabbos. But even if not, the other pshitas have told that, like we're saying, tois for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have to speak out to be mekabel. The ikinyan is just stop not to do melacha. So as long as you stop doing work a few minutes before shkia, you mekayim this mitzvah of tois or Shabbos. So they'll learn, it could be it's not a steer of davening mincha. Even though you stop doing malacha, but I call upon him, you can still daven mincha. As long as maybe you didn't speak it out beferish, or you didn't daven mizmah shil yom ha-shabbos. Because if you were mekabel Shabbos mamon, you said mizmah shil yom ha-shabbos, then you can't daven mincha anymore. Right. So Mela, that's what Rav Acha by Yaakov. He didn't like to dash in the word tishmasu shabbatchem, to tell me that Yom Kippur itself was called the Shabbos, to teach me that Yom Kippur has a lav, an azorah, for the inui, because he uses this passage to teach me that there's a mitzvah essay of Tosfos Shabbos by Shabbos. Rashim Boilek Ratanya, L'shay Yom Tovim, V'lo Yom Kippurim Koyin. That this passage of Tishbasu and Shabbatchem is teaching us Zay Yom Tov, Zay Shabbos also has this new mitzvah essay of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yom Tov. So the Marvatono, the Etzem, Hai V'tisha L'chodesh Ma Yovid Lei. It's the Mandiyom before that said, we learned out etzem. That's what we learned out, that the Yitzuma Shayim, Yom Kippur only starts the Yitzuma Shayim. So why do I have to have Tisha L'chodesh for? So Rashi learns that, Matana the etzem, Mediyitzrech Lamutei, Litais V'sachol, Me'oinish, O Me'azoro, Me'mele Shamina de Me'sifin, Vaiven Isim Atisha Me'yavadlei. We had a Mandiyom before the Dashin, it says, Be'etzem Me'yayim Azer, by the Melocha and by the Inui. So they learned, you know when there's a lav, or when there's an on a chorus, if you eat, or you do malacha, only on Yom Kippur itself, after Tzeitzik Chavim. But on Tzeitzik Yom Kippurim, before Tzeitzik Chavim, there's no azara, there's no chorus. But at Kol Parim, there is a mitzvah essay. Like, if there's no mitzvah of Tzeitzik Yom Kippurim, what do I need a pasuk for? Etzem, to say the azara, the einish, only applies to Yom Kippur, pshita. Why would I think you get an einish if you eat earlier? Elamai, this man the Yama holds for sure that there is a mitzvah essay to makabel upon yourself Yom Kippurim earlier, before Shkia. So then I would think maybe if you eat then or you do malacha then, Yechayiv Koris, Talmud Lerma the Pasuk, no, Vietzim Ayyim Ezim. The Yechayiv Koris of malacha and Inui is only on Yom Kippur itself. But I call upon him, I know from this man the Yama that we have the mitzvah essay to be makabel Yom Kippur a little bit earlier. So Vizoy, what do I do with the Pasuk Tisha? What does he do with the pasuk Tisha that says you have to fast on the ninth day? We know you don't have to. So the Gemara, V'tana the etzim, Hai v'tisha l'chodesh mayovid lei. What does he do with the pasuk to fast on the ninth day? Is mi boiler l'katanya, Chia barav midifta. Like a Chia barav midifta learned. T'toni Chia barav midifta. The pasuk says, V'yanisim es nashra sechim. He's supposed to fast. V'tisha on the ninth day. Is the kasha of the chibatisha misanin? Is it true? Do we mamish fast on the ninth day? Valoi b'yesem misanin. Everybody knows Yom Kippur is the tenth day of Tishrei, not the ninth day. Eloloi meloch. The pasuk is teaching us like this: that kol oichel v'shoisa b'chi. Whoever does the special mitzvah of eating on the ninth day, of eating on erev Yom Kippur, is malol b'kosev. The chesed of Hashem is that Kadosh Baruch Hu counts it kilo misanin as if mamish we fasted. Chi v'asiri. Remember, the chesed Hashem, Hashem has rachmonos on us, that He gives us this mitzvah to eat, and if we eat, it's considered as if we fasted. That's John the Pasuk. Betisha means you're fasting, but not that you really have to fast, but eating is considered like you fasted. But then the Mishnah says, Ochal oichlin shenirin lachilam. If you eat something that's not edible, and Yom Kippur, you're potter, because posher, you're not over the lava, loisunem. The Pasuk says, don't do something to take away your pains. But if you eat something that's harmful, it's just giving you more pains. Omer Rava, kas pilpolei b'yom kippur. If somebody chews raw pepper, it means the real strong peppers, not our peppers we eat here, the green peppers, but the real strong peppers. If you chew it on Yom Kippur, you should not potter, because it's not edible, you burn your kishkas out. Kas zangvolei b'yom kippur. If somebody chews ginger on Yom Kippurim, it's also not edible the way it is right now, it only harms you. So if we're not over the lava, well, Asher lo yisuna. But the more amazed, we have a kash on you. Hayir Rabbi Meir Yoimim, Meimash Moshinema, since the Pasuk says, V'yarau term or lost to yaspiryo. There's a mitzvah of Orla,
The first 3 years in Eretz Yisrael, you have a tree growing, you can't eat its fruit. Is any yodeya she'eitz meichelhu? Don't I know that a tree gives off food? Elamat tamuloy me'eitz meichel. Why does the pasuk say eitz, the food, that's the tree, the wood that's edible? That means to tell us, eitz, she'etam eitz of a pure yeshovim. There's a mitzvah's ola, even a type of a fruit, that the wood and the fruit taste alike. Heavy yoyma, what are you telling me? What's the chiddush here? Zel pupolim. They tell us that pepper. Pepper grows on a tree. There's an Indian of orla. The first 3 years it grows, you should know orla applies even to pepper. The lamdecha to teach us, shall pepolim chayovim borla. That if you have a pepper tree, the first 3 years it grows, you're not allowed to eat the peppers. And vaita, v'yein eretz yischoa chaser klum. It's like a shracha, it's all not missing anything. It even has peppers. So shenema, the posuk says, lesech the kol bo. Nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. But I call upon him since it's chayiv in orla, mashma is called an achila. You could eat it. Orla is on in the gate, the something that's royal achila. So how could you tell me now if you eat papolim on Yom Kippur, your potter is not royal achila? Why? Rashi, papolim chayovim borla, min ilan hu. And also Rashi before said, alma Michael korla. You see the Torah calls it a Michael. It's called edible. So why do you say your potter on Yom Kippur? So where it says lakasha, there's no kasha. I tell you the two types of peppers here. Ho b'retifto. When it's dried out, and Echadami, when it's wet, pritif, it's a little bit wet, yet it's fresh. Shrashi chozel meichel. Then it's edible. That's why it's chayv and orlo. For all the yavesta, here we're talking about you wait until it's dried out already, then it's very, very strong, it burns you, then you put on Yom Kippur. Omalei Ravina Lamreima. I have Omer Rav Nachman said like this. Hi himlato. Somebody eats himlato, which the main ingredient is ginger. It's a type of a food made up, it has zinc, but it has ginger inside it. So Yosim Mivei Hinduya, comes from India, is Shar Yishno, you're allowed to eat it. Omavarchin Olei, Baruch Pi Adama. If you eat it, you have to make a bracha, Baruch Pi Adama. So how could you tell me if you eat ginger on Yom Kippur? Your potter, here you see it's edible. You have to make a Baruch Pi Adama. If it would be not edible, you wouldn't make a bracha. For sure not a Baruch Pi Adama, maybe a shakom, but you wouldn't have to make a Baruch Pi Adama. Trashi, a Hilmutah means, Litrugia, Shemafatmin Besamim Ketushim Advash. You put this besamim, the ginger, you put it into honey. The vei henduya, miyaretz kush. Shai is a trash. What do you mean it's muta? V'yein boi mishum bishulochim. You don't have to be afraid that the goyim cooked it. You can't eat something a goy cooked up. Why? So why is it muta? Shenechel kamay shuchai. This is the kasha. You see it's nechel when it's raw. Anything that's edible when it's raw, even if a goy goes and cooks it up, there's no waste of bishulachim. V'loi mishum gyulinochim. Why aren't we afraid when the goyim were Indians? Cooked it up there. Why aren't we afraid they cooked it up with their chaza pots and now some tam chaza went into the ginger here? The nice of tam lafgam. Because the tam that goes into ginger, that tam is lafgam. Doesn't taste good. Or else, maybe because ain't a b'nei yoyma, you know, with them on gerisha pots, usually they waited a day since the last time they used it. Now, me, the koma, ain't by mishum bishon ochrim, since the Gemara has to say it's mutter, means there's no iser, even though a guy cooked it. Why? Shmamina derech losa keshuchai. You have to tell me because really it's edible when it's raw. So you see this ginger, you could eat when it's raw. That's why a guy cooks it up, it's mutter for us to eat it. So it's shver. How could you tell me on Yom Kippurim? Your potter, why your potter? It's edible. And the Gemara, the same teretz. Lekasha, hobritif tobi aveshtom. If it's still a little bit wet, fresh, then takra, it's edible. But we're talking about when it's dried out, then it's not edible on Yom Kippur. Tana Rabbonin. Ochal ole kanim, v'yate the leaves of reeds. Potter, eat it on Yom Kippur, your potter is not royal achila. You have no hanor, it doesn't take away your hunger pains. Lul vegefanim, you eat the leaves though of the vineyards from the grapes, then chayiv, you are chayiv. Elohen lul vegefanim, what's called lul vegefanim, what's called the leaves here that you chayiv? Omer yitzcho megad lo, called shalav lavoi, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. I mean, it first started to blossom on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, on Yom Kippur now, it's only 10 days old. Since it's only very fresh, very young ones, then they're edible, they taste good, and if you're on Yom Kippur, you're chayiv, because it takes away your hunger pains. Strashim Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, avolav lavoi koidim Rosh Hashanah. Let's say it started to blossom before Rosh Hashanah, it's more than 10 days old, kvar nas tekoshim. Then these leaves become a little bit hard, v'yetz b'yalmaninu. Then it's called part of the vine, it's not called the fruit, it's not edible, then it's called an eitz, it's called the part of the tree. So that's what we say, Yechayv and Yom Kippur is only, but just blossomed just recently. The Mar of Rav Kano says no. Rav Kano Omar, Kol Shloshim Yoyim, not only 10 days, the blossom, but even if it started to blossom 30 days ago, also yechayiv, it's still edible, still called edible. More than 30 days, then his masm becomes very strong. But less than 30 days, he holds, even 30 days, still yechayiv. Matani kavosu Reb Yitzchak, migad lo, that ochal olei kani and potter, if you eat the leaves of the reeds, you potter on Yom Kippur. But lulei gefanim, if you eat the leaves, though, of the vineyards, then chayiv. Elu hen lulei gefanim, of which leaves are yechayiv? Only very, very fresh ones that they only blossom between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. They're only like 10 days old, therefore it's mutter, it's called edible. Right, the Mishnah says then, Shosat Tziro Marayas Potter. If you drink the juice that comes out of the fish, it's not drinkable, it doesn't take away quench your thirst, therefore you potter. So the Gemara to Diya Kachayim it's Chayiv. Master, if you drink vinegar though, you Chayiv on Yom Kippurim. Why? Is Masni Samani Rebbe? You have to say now. Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Yomer Chaimetz Meishiv as a Nefesh. If somebody drinks vinegar, yes, it makes you feel good. It's Meishiv as a Nefesh. It gives back your heart. You feel good. So Drashim of Atlas Inui. It'll take away your pains if you're thirsty and you drink vinegar. Rebbe holds yes, it takes away your thirst. Meishiv as a Nefesh. Dorash Rav Gidol Bar Menashe Mibei the Norish. Ain't a loch like Rebbe. We don't pass like Rebbe. No, chaymit doesn't satisfy you, doesn't make you quench your thirst. You potter Yom Kippur. That's the way of Gidol Paskin. He dashin as well. He dashin for everybody. So what happened now? Liyashana, the next year, next Yom Kippur, nafke kuli alma, everybody in his city went out. Mozgu, they mixed together vinegar and water. Vishosu, they all drank vishosu chal, they drank the vinegar on Yom Kippur. Hey, last year, we have Gidol dashin that you're allowed to drink. That the Ainalach Rebbe, we don't pass him like Rebbe. If you drink vinegar, it does not make shif as a nefesh. So therefore, you're not chayv on Yom Kippurim. So everybody thought he meant to say you're allowed to drink it. So they even took water and mixed it up with water and they drank on Yom Kippur. Is Shama Rav Gidol? Rav Gidol heard what was going on. The Yikpet, he got very angry. Omri said like this: Ey Modi Amriano, when did I say if you drink vinegar, we don't hold like Rebbe? We hold your potter the Yevit. If a person drank it on Yom Kippur, I say he's not chayiv koris. But yevid yepoter. Oh, but lechatchila miyamri, that I say that lechatchila at the beginning, you're allowed to go and drink it. Habad, I'm also asking you, shouldn't stam as I go ahead and drink it. It's no good. And by the time of the yamri, I know when did I say purta? Only a little bit I only said. Oh, but tuva miyamri, did I say a lot I never said? And by the time of the yamri, I know chai. When did I say you could drink vinegar on Yom Kippurim? Only chai, only if it's ruah. Of a mozik miyamri, if you want to mix it together, that I never said. So Meli, who got angry, the Azayv right, he wasn't mati. He wasn't mati to drink it, diluted with water. That he wasn't mati. Yeah. Suck the Mishnah. See, Atinoikis, ein mana noisiv Yom Kippurim. That there's no mitzvah chinuch to make the young girls fast on Yom Kippurim. Avo mecham chinoisoy, lefi shono, ulefish nasayim. But there isn't any mechanach them, posh means leshois, to make them not eat so much. Like if they usually eat breakfast at 9 o'clock, Yom Kippur let them eat 10, 11, 12, a little bit of the day, start them, get them used to fasting. Aber mechanz chinois, ish mechanach dem, lefnei shona, said loshen lefnei shona, we'll soon see what that means, a year before, really means 2 years before the bas mitzvah, or lefnei shnesayim, and 3 years before the bas mitzvah, that was lefnei, a year before shnesayim, 2 years before, v'shvil she yiregivim a mitzvah, that they should be regular in doing mitzvahs. Look, Rashi, ein man in oisai means ein chayovin lebnoyim hemechel. We don't have a chiyuv to make sure they fast the whole day. We don't have to stop them from eating the whole day. The tinoikis, the young girls, of a mechanchin oisan l'shois. There's a mitzvah chinuch though for a few hours, like let them eat a little bit later than they usually eat. For another hour or two, let them start fasting to get used to the inyan of fasting. Lefnei shon is a Rashi. What does lefnei shon mean? Before the year, that means. She's smuchel a pirkin. Before the year, that is before they become bas mitzvah. Now, pirkin, what's called bas mitzvah? Have a ben sholosh asor l'nekeva. When a girl starts her 13th year, in other words, she lived a complete 12 years already, and the first day of the 13th year, that's when she becomes a bas mitzvah. The arbo asor l'zocher. By a boy, when is his bas mitzvah? After we live 13 years, the first day of the 14th year, that's his bar mitzvah. That's when it becomes a godel. To be chayiv a mitzvah. She derech tinoikes lohovi shtei sirus b'shtei masorah v'yoy mechad.
A girl gets a Cyrus, a hair on the bottom, when she becomes usually 12 years old in one day, Tahaino b'toich shnat yud gimel, during the 13th year. V'hi pirkun loinshin, that's the age when a girl is chayiv and einshin. To get malchus, to get einshin, she did the avera, she gets einshin. V'tinik, what about a boy? V'yud gimel v'yoyim echot. He becomes bar mitzvah when he already lived 13 years and one day. V'yoyim echot. Nimtza comes out shnas yudalit pirkoi. What's the perik? What's the time when a tinik, a boy, starts to get einshin, starts to get punishment, when he starts his 14th year? Ushnas yud gimel, he shana smuch lepirkei. Now this 13th year, in other words, when he passed his 12th birthday, he starts now the 13th year. That whole year is called the year hasmuch lepirkei, which is near the 14th year. Ushnas yud days, he shana lefnei shana smuch lepirkei. Now the 12th year means after he finishes his 11th birthday, you start at the beginning of the 12th year, that's called the year before the Shana Lepirkei. So that's what the Mishnah means. Hatinoikis, by a girl. And Mananoikis, you don't have to make a fast, Yom Kippurim. Ava Mechant Chavetz, the Mitzvah Chinuch, Lefnei Shana. Lefnei means the 1 year before her Pirkei. In other words, when she's 12 years old, and Lefnei Shana, a year before that. So her 11th year, that year you have to start being Mechanicha. Well, if Neshna Sayin, and who are then 2 years, which really means 3 years before she becomes Bas Mitzvah, is you have to be Mechanecha to be used to fasting a little bit. So Drashia, Lefnei Shtei Shonim, She Lefnei Shtei Shonim Samach LePirkon, Tahainu Sholosh Shon Lefnei Pirkon. Really means 3 years before she becomes Bas Mitzvah. The Gemara Porach, Hashta, Lefnei Shtayim, Dahainu Gimel, Shonim Amartu Mechanchen, Lefnei Shonim, Dahainu Shtei Miboy. Mazach, you have to start giving a chinuch when she's 11, for sure when she's 12. So what do you have to say it for? So we'll see in the Gemara. That's Gemara's Kashim. Hashta b'fnei shtayim. Mechanchen hu, mazach, like 3 years before she becomes bas mitzvah. You have to make chinuch. She should start eating a little bit later in the day. B'fnei shonami boy, only 2 years before bas mitzvah, for sure there's a mitzvah chinuch. Depends. If she's a sick girl, a week, then you can only wait till 2 years before. But if she's a healthy girl, then you start 3 years before. The one Rav Huna. Ben Ches or Ben Tes. A girl, when she's 8 years old and 9 years old, he holds then there's a mitzvah chinuch. She should start eating a little bit later in the day. If breakfast is usually 9 o'clock, let her start eating now 10, 11 o'clock. Ben Yud, Ben Yud Aleph. When a girl becomes 10 or 11 years old, he holds mashlimim mid rabbonin. He holds with the rabbonin, there is the chiyah for the tinoikas, the young girl, to fast. We'll soon see how it streams with our Mishnah. That's what Chizda holds. That there is a mitzvah 2 years beforehand to start fasting, and 3 and 4 years before mitzvah chinuch. Now, then Yud Beis, when she becomes 12 already, then mashlimim mid yiraisa. Then there's a mitzvah chinuch mid yiraisa, but tinoikas, it's talking by a girl. When a girl finished her 12th year already, the beginning of the 13th year, then she has a mitzvah midiraisa. When she just starts her 11th, when she finished her 11th year, and when she finished her 10th year, in other words, the beginning of the 11th, and the beginning of the 12th year, of Chizdol's midrabbonin, she has to fast. The beginning of the 9th and the beginning of the 10th year, then it's a chinuch midrabbonin. That's of Chizdashita. Now Rav Nachman says the same thing, but he talks about a boy, which is always a year later, because the boy first becomes ben mitzvah, bar mitzvah by 13. Nachman Omar, Ben Tes or Ben Yud. When the kid finishes 9th or finishes 10th year, is Mechanz Chenois L'Shois. Then is the Mitzvah Chinuch, let him start eating a little bit later in the day. Ben Yud Aleph, Ben Yud Beis, when the kid started his 11th year, or started his 12th year, Mashlimim Mid Rabbonin. There's a Mitzvah Mid Rabbonin to fast. It's the last 2 years before he's Bar Mitzvah, you have to fast Mid Rabbonin according to Rav Nachman. Ben Yud Gimel, when he becomes 13 already, that means he finishes 13th year, he's starting his 14th year, Mashlimim Midiraisa. Betinik, then there's the Mitzvah Midiraisa from the fast already. When he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he finished his 13th year. The first day of the 14th year, that's when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, that's his Chiyuv Chinuch. That's what comes out. The kid was born on Yom Kippur, so Lamaisa, when does he finish his 13th year? He finishes it on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the last day of the 13th year. When it becomes the next Yom Kippur, that's the first day of his 14th year. So we call a bar mitzvah on his birthday, it's not the pshat really is 13. Really now he's already past 13. He started his first day of the 14th year. That's when he becomes bar mitzvah. So the Marv, this is Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda's Shita. Rabbi Yechon Amar no. Rabbi Yechon Amar Hashlama the Rabbanon Lekha. Rabbi Yechon says no, there's never a chiyuv to fast with the Rabbanon. You never have to fast completely until your bar mitzvah. Now he goes like this. Ben Yud Aleph Mechanch Chenois L'Shoyis. What, 10 and 11, you have to start eating a little bit later. Ben Yud Beis, by a tenaikas, by a girl, when she already finished her 12th year, Mashtun Midiraisim. Then Midiraisim, she has to fast. So this is Rabbi Yechon and Shita. Now we're going to ask the Kashan of Yechon from our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah says, HaTenaikas, Ein Man and Oisab Yom Kippurim. We don't make them. Tanan says in the Mishnah, HaTenaikas, the young girls, Ein Man and Oisab Yom Kippurim. We don't make them fast on Yom Kippurim. Our Mechan Chenoisab, we make a Chinuch, Lefnei Shon, Lefnei Shtayim. That even in 2 years we learned, and 3 years before, you have to start being Mechanach them. So Bishtem, the Rav Puna, Rav Nachman, it's very good. Lefnei Shona, what does the Mishnah even say, Loshna, before the year? What's Lefnei Shona? Or Lefnei Shtayim? That means Lefnei Shona Ledevrayim. Or Lefnei Shtayim Ledevrayim. In other words, according to Rav Puna, means that the year before their Bas Mitzvah, they have to fast with the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah says the Mitzvah Schinach means Lefnei Shona. The year before that, before they have to start fasting with the Rabbanon. When they finish their 11th year, during the 12th year, they have to fast with the Rabbanon. Now, during the 11th year and during the 10th year, then there's only mitzvah chinuch. So it's good the Mishnah. What's called Lefnei Shtayim. Elo Rabbi Yechonon Kasha. Rabbi Yechonon says nothing doing. You don't have to fast at all with the Rabbanon. There's only a mitzvah chinuch the year and 2 years before the Bas Mitzvah. So why does the Mishnah say Lashon of Lefnei Shonas Mashman 2 and 3 years before? Amalach Rabbi Yechonon answers like this. My Shona, what does the Mishnah mean 1 year or Shtayim 2? It means Taka Samach Lepirkin. Not the way we're saying Lifnei Shona, the year before means the year before the year. In other words, 2 years before she's Bas Mitzvah. And 3 years before she's Bas Mitzvah, no, Rabbi Yechonon's Pashid. 1 year and 2 years before she's Bas Mitzvah, there's a Mitzvah Schinuch, she should not eat the same time in the morning when she starts. She should push it off a little bit later. But then Echnami, there's no Chiyav to fast when she's a katana. So the Mara, my shana shana ishtayim samach lepirkan. No, that's the reason. My shana, what shana mean? My shana ishtayim samach lepirkan. Just 1 or 2 years before the pirkan. Then Echnami, according to Rabbi Yechon, they never have to fast with Rabbanan. Toshima, the Tani Rabba Bashmuel. Tinoikos, the young girls, ain manan noisibim kippurim. You don't have to make them fast on Yom Kippur. Abu Mechan Chenoisa, the mitzvah chinuch, shono ishtayim samach lepirkan. 1 or 2 years before they become Bas Mitzvah. So that's very good, like Rabbi Yechonon. When the 11th year and the 12th year, Mirabonon is a mitzvah chinuch. Why does it say 11th and 12th, if 11th, short of 12th? That's like we said before. If she's a weak girl, she first starts her 12th year, the mitzvah chinuch. If she's a strong girl, worried, then she starts her 11th year. So Bishtayim with Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon is very good. They don't fast at all. There's a mitzvah chinuch 1 or 2 years before they become Bas Mitzvah. Elo l'Rafun Rav Nachman Kasha. That they say no, there's a question of 2 and 3 years before, and the 1 year before they have to fast. Is Amiloch Rabbonin, they'll answer back like this. My chinuch, nami diktoni yashloma. What does it mean? Mechan chinoise? It means yashloma, they have to fast all day. For the Gemara, mi korol chinuch yashloma. When you call chinuch, teaching them chinuch is mashma a little bit, do you call fasting the whole day chinuch? More about Tani, we learned like this. Eizeo chinuch, what's called bimechanuch, starting them off? That means hayiragul lechol b'shtei shoyis. If they used to eat breakfast the second hour of the day, machil nois l'sholosh. Now on Yom Kippur, first give them breakfast the third hour of the day. B'sholosh, if they started to usually eat breakfast the third hour of the day, machil nois l'biabo. That's called chinuch. So the Chur, you see clearly, chinuch is not called hashlama. Chinuch means just starting the inyan of fasting a little bit, eat a little bit later, but not that there's a chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. Ad she'toshuv nafsh. That's the kasha. Amar Rava Barula Trei Chinuchi Hevi. It's not such a kasha. It's taka true. There's two different types of chinuch. It depends how old you are. Like we're saying now, even according to Rav Huna, it's only the 12th year. And that's when she finished her 11th year. During the beginning of the 12th year, if she's weak, and during the beginning of the 11th year, if she's strong, that chinuch is mamash hashlama to fast all day. But there's another shira chinuch l'shoyis. And that starts taka 2 years before that. When she's 9, the 9th year and the 10th year, then she has to eat a little bit later. But there's two types of mitzvah chinuch. They're both chinuch.
depending how old you are, there's a chinuch to only eat, push off eating a little bit later in the day. First studying breakfast a little bit later. That's only 9 and 10. When you come to 11 and 12 by a girl, and she's strong her 11th year, then the rabbanim, who knows, there's chiyuv to mechanech to fast also.
Now, lalocha, the way we hold is that when you have a boy, when he's 9 years old, that means he has his 9th birthday already. He's starting the beginning of the 10th year. There's the mitzvah chinuch, if he's healthy, if he's strong, to be mechanechim l'shois, that he should start eating breakfast a little bit later. Who are then if he's 10 years old and a little bit weak, then the chiyuv first starts when he's 10 and beginning of the 11th year. Now the Mechaber brings down, some say that when he becomes 11 years old, that means he has finished his 11th year, he's beginning his 12th year, by his zohar, there's the chiyuv midrabonin to fast the whole day. The yeshurim, some say no, shein tzorch l'hashrim midrabonin klal. He does not have to finish. Because he does not have to fast at all on Yom Kippur. The Ramah says, if the child is weak, you could be samech on this. So the Chorin bring down the reason why today, like we're a little bit mekel, we don't make our children fast, even if they're 12 years old, the boys, is because we hold up a zman as there for them to fast, will make them very, very weak. Therefore, they do not have to fast, even with Rabbanan. However, if you have a very strong child that you know for him, it's like nothing to fast, and then he could start fasting when he's 12 years old. However, if the child is less than 9 years old, he did not reach his 9 years old birthday yet, then b'chal is no chiyuv chinuch. Then you let him eat breakfast even the regular time, the same time he eats the whole year round. Alright, we'll stop here.